It has worked. I can't tell you how many times on Republicans, but it's not working on Trump, and you should be grateful.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
5:14 on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. On the grounds that I might incriminate myself and somebody else, I'm not going to explain why I'm laughing. Don't worry. Although, you know, never mind. Anyway, we've been talking a lot here in the news between yesterday and today about the possibility of Logistics Park Galesburg, you know, that big plot of land between Galesburg and Knoxville that many people claim nothing is ever going to be done with. Well, guess what? Something could be done with it because the city council last night approved spending money to have a master plan developed for the logistics park so that it could possibly serve as what's called a transload facility. And that's something maybe we haven't thought of in a while here. So we're going to talk about that and what that is with Ken Springer, the president of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development, who's in the studio now. Thanks for coming in, Ken.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
First of all, I'm just going to say right off the bat that when we first reported this yesterday in terms of here's what's coming up at the city council meeting, I think people, I think, had every reason to doubt that it would actually be a good idea. But I'm not entirely sure that people really understand that this is something that it sounds to me like could very well work for this land.
Yeah, I think what folks need to understand is that the intent of this move by the city council, which was strongly supported by the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development, is to bring rail service into the logistics park. Right now, as the park stands, everybody knows it's been a municipally owned piece of ground for at least 10 years, if not more.
Right.
Right now, there's no rail service into that park. While the land actually sits and abuts up to a rail line, there's no switching, there's no industry track installed. And so from a marketing standpoint, if we are ever going to ultimately find a user to go or users to go into the park, it makes a lot of sense to look at developing the transportation infrastructure to provide rail service into the park.
So although, you know, color me skeptical here from the standpoint is that every time I drive down I-74 and I see the signs that market the land as being for sale and one of the words or terms that's used is rail served. It's not really rail served then, is it?
Rail served is one of those economic development terms that the definition depends on who you talk to. But from my standpoint, if the switching is not in place, if the initial track stub into the park isn't installed, if there's no track plan agreement to actually serve rail into the park, I don't know how you call that rail served. And so right now, I think as the park stands, it's a pretty decent asset. The city has invested some money stubbing in the road and bringing water to the site. But from my standpoint, if we really do want to find somebody to go into that park and create some jobs, I think it makes a lot of sense to look at the rail. And this entire point of the study is partnering up with a firm that really does rail design that's their niche, and asking some experts to see what kind of a track plan layout would work with the configuration of that site. And so this is something that I think we're going to be glad to have done once it's all put together, because it really enhances the value and the marketability of the Logistics Park site.
I remember you telling me a couple of months ago on our Galesburg Live program on Saturdays that you said that things were being done on the back end to make that a better use of land. It sounds to me like that's kind of leading to this, right?
Yes, This is, just to be totally clear, I mean, we look at Logistics Park and we see a property that's a great opportunity for the community, and we have a lot of desire on the part of KCAP to see something happen in that park. I mean, ultimately, I don't think you can ask anybody in this community what we want to see happen on that ground is we want to see some company or companies locate there and create some jobs. And this is, in my opinion, one way to get us closer to that.
Let's maybe back up here a little bit and explain to me what a transload facility is. It's basically what, just kind of going from one mode of transporting goods and services to another, right?
Exactly. Yep. That's exact textbook definition.
Hey, how about that? I'll drop my resume off at your office.
So in a nutshell, transloading is taking different products on maybe a truck that come in on a truck and quite literally loading them into a different form of transportation. In this case, it would be rail cars. So, I mean, if you look at the different regional companies that surround us, there's a number of different products and commodities that those that are both produced and consumed in this region. And so the idea of a transloading facility, particularly given the Galesburg area's rail assets, I think makes a lot of sense. And we've been looking at this, and we've had some interest from folks interested in transloading. And so that's really what's driving this the decision to look at the study.
I know you hate when I do this based on the last time I had you in the studio here, but one of our comments on our Facebook page yesterday said, well, Craig here writes, quote, $15,500 study to develop a master plan for something with no demand. You're telling me that there is demand.
If you've been in some of the meetings that we've been in with companies over the last year, yeah, there's a lot of demand. And you know, we look to our partners at BNSF too. You know, obviously they're industry experts, and we've asked them, you know, what's the best use for this ground?
And they've been kind of suggesting this for years.
They
right?
have, yeah, yeah. BNSF has been trying to encourage us to look at transloading opportunities for a while. And so, you know, combined with the advice that we've been getting from BNSF as far as what they see industry wise, and with some of the interest we've seen from actual companies that are interested in doing this, we think it makes a lot of sense. And frankly, the cost of the study is pretty minimal for the amount of expertise that we're going to get. And frankly, I mean, and this is one of those things that, like, when you come as an economic developer and you come to a community, you kind of wish was like already done. So yeah. you would have it in your pocket, yeah. But like there's no time better than the present. So I think it's a really smart move. I really, really appreciate the support last night from the Galesburg City Council. And I think this is a really smart move for us ultimately to utilize Logistics Park.
What will this study look at? Is it mostly feasibility or kind of the strength of the land, things like that? What is all is entailed here?
I'm not a rail engineer, so this is a little out of my depth, but a lot of the parks that you'll find around the country kind of have rail as an afterthought, in the sense that they buy the park and they maybe land a tenant or two, and then they'd say, oh crap, we got to get rail into the park. And so from our standpoint,
you want to be proactive.
And from what we've been hearing from companies and what we've been hearing from industry partners is that you really need to pay attention to the rail and do it deliberately when you lay it out. Because if you have, for example, a turn that is, you know, greater than 8 degrees in the track layout, it can prevent entire different types of industries from being able to utilize that track. And so we wanted to look at Logistics Park right now because there's nothing developed in it, and look at it, you know, with rail as being our forethought. And we kind of have like a blank canvas to paint on. And so let's get a good rail design first. So that'll give us an additional advantage over those parks that treat rail as an afterthought.
This area has a lot of rail traffic, obviously, going through it with the BNSF hub here. It sounds to me like you might be saying that if we build this and you do it right, there could be even more rail traffic, and that would be a good thing, right?
Yeah, I think there's definitely some synergy of having you know, the big BNSF terminal in the community. One of the things that is in the in favor of the Logistics Park is that the rail line that runs alongside the Logistics Park, which is the Peoria, it's called the Peoria Subdivision, is the name of the actual track. The amount of traffic volume on that track is actually in the right spot to make it more accessible for switching on and off that track. So that's actually an advantage to us. And that's one of those things that we would only know because we're working with good partners, and we're talking to industry people, and we're really trying to take a holistic view of how we can do rail correctly in this park.
The study, I imagine, will be worked on here soon, and you're looking at a pretty quick turnaround for that, right?
Yeah, I think, that's something that the city would probably be better able to answer as far as the exact timeline. But as far as I understand, I think it's just going to be a couple of months for them to put the first phase of the plan together.
Yeah, I think our story indicated that May might be the time they get this report done. So once you have that in hand, though, you can use that as a pretty big tool here, right? A marketing tool, if anything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It shows that we've done our homework, you know. So first step is we need to create a plan for the rail layout. Step two is going to be we got to fund the creation of the track, and that'll be where we will work with a city to find, you know, state and federal transportation resources. There are a lot of different like federal grant programs out there that we can help take advantage of to actually construct the track. But when all is said and done, we're going to have a really solid track plan layout for the park, which is going to give us a marketing edge over, you know, the thousands of other cornfields, frankly, that are around the country that are marketing themselves as industrial parks.
Before we run out of time, Ken, anything else we should know about this? From your standpoint?
No, I just, again, I encourage people to be patient. I've had folks ask, you know, well, what companies are coming in? I'm like, yeah, that's step five. We're like at step two right now. So, you know, just be patient. We're trying to be smart and be diligent about this. And once again, we're just really happy, for the city support on this. So we think it's a really smart thing for the community.
And quite frankly, from my perspective, a heck of a lot more is being done with this now than maybe it has been in the last 10 years or so since the city took ownership of it. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, there's no one in the community more than me that wants to see something happen in Logistics Park.
Oh, I don't know. I think there are a few other people that might. Well, a few people want you to just sell the land and be done with it.
Well,
I don't think that's going to happen.
Facebook comments aside, we're very motivated to get some projects in there. We want to create some jobs, and let's utilize Logistics Park.
Ken Springer, president of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. Thanks again for coming in. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on.